Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Minutes after the hour in the heart of America. What's up, everybody? My name is Mike Elam, sitting in at your service tonight, and it should be a fun-filled evening. Matt is pushing all the buttons, trying to keep me in between the guardrails. God knows if that's going to be successful or not. Hey, speaking of successful, how's your bracket? Yeah. So mine's not that great. I thought I'd pick some good upsets. I thought I was going to do that, but... yeah, didn't really see the Furman thing happening. That Matt, did you have Furman picked to win today?
I admit I'm a casual fan. Did not make a bracket this year.
What? Really? They didn't have a bracket at Camo X for you to join?
They did, but I didn't want to put any money into it, to be honest.
So we started it. So i3 Broadband is where I work full time. And some of my Illinois friends decided to put a bracket together. It was only $5, right? So it wasn't big money to get in. And it's more bragging rights more than anything else. And we're just doing a winner-take-all on everything. So I got in and did the bracket. Did not pick Furman, but St. Charles County Executive Steve Ellman played basketball at Furman in the 1970s. And during the 70s, they had a pretty good run of getting to the tournament, but this is the first year in 42 years that Furman has made the NCAA tournament. So as you might imagine, the county executive's going to be happy tonight, and I'm sure being that tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day, he's going to enjoy himself, as well he should. Furman has done well. What happened to Virginia? Where did that come from? So the good news is, if you're an SEC fan, the SEC is killing it. They had four teams play today, and they are 4-0. So Alabama thumped, which you would expect that they would, being the number one overall seed. The Missouri Tigers come up with a big win in the tournament, and now you really like their odds because who is it that Missouri is playing? Whoever upset Virginia today.
Oh, Princeton.
Princeton, thank you. So I like Mizzou's chances against a number 15. But then again, I liked Virginia's chances against a number 15. So anything's possible. It is the big dance. My Arkansas Razorbacks won today over the Illini, which for a lot of people in the St. Louis area, that's probably troubling. But my company is actually located in Peoria, and Champaign-Urbana is one of the markets that we serve. So I have a lot of friends who are giving me a lot of grief about how the Illini were going to thump my Razorbacks. So I'm going to enjoy a steak dinner because the Razorbacks won. So that was great. And then Iowa and Auburn just wrapped up, and Auburn pulls out the win, 83-75 over Iowa. So you got four SEC teams that win. We'll see if the other four SEC teams that play tomorrow have as good a day. I would expect that they would, because the SEC is actually pretty darn good. And it's kind of like SEC in football. A mid-level SEC team in football, in my opinion, this is just my opinion, but I think all those teams are so good that a mid-level team in SEC football is probably better than most other teams in any other conference in America. Now, you could make that argument the Big Ten, probably not the case, but I think with the Big 12, I think the Pac-10, which is funny because all the numbers are wrong anymore, because there's not 12 teams in the Big 12. There's not 10 teams in the Big 10. It's just, we made up the numbers and it doesn't really matter anymore, but we're just going with that. At some point, you would think that they would reorganize and make the numbers fit, and let's just call it something else. But hey, you've got TV deals and logos look really good, so we're just going to stick with it. And that's where we're going to move forward from there. So it's been an exciting day. It's always fun around the office when the tournament starts. March Madness is fun for everybody because you have people who have no idea what's going on in college basketball. And it's like, hey, we're doing an office bracket. You want to make it? And you'll have somebody who's like, oh, good, sports ball. Yay. I'm so excited. Sure, I'll do a bracket. And they pick by colors or mascots. Oh, I think your mascot can beat that mascot, so I'll pick that team. And those are the people who normally win the office pools. And it really kills the sports guys. You have the sports guys who are like, I'm going to do six brackets and I'm going to watch all this stuff. And then at the end, they end up last. A lot of sports guys overthink everything and they just get thumped, which has got to be embarrassing when that's what you do for a living. But the good news is the Sports Open Line guys are no longer in the studio, so I can say all that, and they're not going to beat me up, which could be a real fear. So we will wait and see what happens. My bracket was horrible today, but we'll see. I think I lost three games today. So I guess it's not the worst, because there were a lot of upsets, but a couple of my upsets that I picked didn't work out very well, so it is what it is. So we'll see where we go from there. Hey, later on tonight, we are going to talk with my friend Mark Hollander. Mark is the president of Vision St. Charles County Leadership. Great organization. You know, leadership is one of those kind of things. It doesn't happen by accident. And if you're intentional about it, you will see better leadership come from it. So St. Charles County started this program a number of years ago where they are trying to help grow the leaders of tomorrow. Fantastic organization. The one caveat I will say is every year they have a new class, right? So they've got this thing where every year is best class ever. And if that was your class, then you say that all the time, which is mildly annoying. However, somebody is probably going to be the best class ever, but when you have a new class every year, it's argumentative. It's like comparing who's the best pitcher. You know, you can't compare a guy from the 90s to a guy from the 40s. It just doesn't work. But Mark is the CEO and president of that organization. They also, he and his wife Melissa, own a fantastic restaurant that was voted by St. Louis Magazine as the best breakfast place in St. Louis. It's in Frenchtown in St. Charles City and is called La Bella V, and it is a really good breakfast place. They are only open for breakfast and lunch, and they're a really good place to go check out if you're ever in St. Charles. So tomorrow is going to be the big St. Patrick's Day parade in St. Charles. I know Shawn Michael was talking earlier about the big Dogtown parade, which is going to be fantastic. But if you're in St. Charles area and you don't want to drive all the way downtown, you have an option. You can either do the fantastic Dogtown parade, which is something if you haven't done, you need to do at least once in your life. Or if you're out in St. Charles, the St. Charles parade is really turning into be something amazing. And Frenchtown is a place that is really expanding with a lot of great shops, new businesses that are opening there. So we'll talk to Mark a little bit about what's going on tomorrow with the big St. Patrick's Day parade. A little bit later on this hour, we're also going to talk with my fellow St. Charles County Council member, Matt Swanson. Now, Matt is a 8th grade civics teacher, history teacher, and Matt is at an event tonight at the St. Charles Family Arena that is an election integrity event. And we will talk a little bit about what does that mean, what was the event all about, and how did it go? So we will learn a little more about that tonight when we talk to Matt. Matt is also a guy that when you want to talk Constitution, he knows it inside and out because he teaches it every year to his middle school students. So not a good idea to get into conversations about government function with a guy who teaches civics for a living. They tend to know it pretty well. Later on, we're also going to have my friend John Wieman. John Wieman used to be the Speaker Pro Temp of the Missouri House. He is now the President of Workforce and Strategic Initiatives at St. Charles Community College. If you haven't picked up the theme tonight, yes, it is all about St. Charles, Missouri. Why? Because that's where I live and I get to do the show tonight. And Matt is so excited to learn everything that's going on in St. Charles, as if he didn't hear enough about what was going on in St. Charles the last time I was here. Actually, last time I was here, we actually had Mark Carter on from St. Louis County. But that was a Tuesday night. They're not meeting tonight. They meet on Tuesdays. So I'm giving Mark the night off. Although Mark's probably doing a ride-along with a local police force. A great guy who is actually running for Senate. His senator is terming out. So next year, he will be a candidate for Senate. So it should be a great evening tonight. We'll get Shawn Michael in here a little bit later on. A guy who has a wealth of stories and can name drop with Hollywood people from the past better than anybody I know. Probably because I don't know a lot of people who know a lot of Hollywood people, but because he spent time out there. He does have some great stories. And if you have listened to Hancock and Kelly on Monday nights, you've heard some of those. So we'll look forward to hanging out with him. On the other side of the break, we are going to talk to John Wieman. We will have John join us here in just a little bit. We appreciate you hanging on tonight. My name is Mike Elam. This is At Your Service on News Talk 1120 KMOX.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments, Maurice's.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
So happy St. Patrick's Day Eve. Did you have corned beef and cabbage today? Or are you waiting until tomorrow? But did you have it, Matt? Did you eat that today?
No, I don't know.
Are you
going to
eat it tomorrow?
I don't know if I would eat that any day.
Lord, I'm not eating that tomorrow. Although, I will tell you, a good corned beef sandwich is really good if you find a place that can do it. The cabbage, I have no desire for cabbage. It stinks to high heaven. And I see no need to eat that at all. So, I'm a hard pass on that. However, I'm so excited about the fact that tomorrow, in St. Louis, I will be drinking Yuengling beer on St. Patrick's Day. And Matt is excited about it as well, aren't you?
I like the Yuengling, but I feel like tomorrow that's a Guinness day, don't you think?
I can't do Guinness, Matt. It's just too heavy. Too heavy.
Come on.
I know. I need to man up, right? I need to man up and figure out how to do that. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe I'll do that. When the parade gets going, I'll be in the spirit. It'll be fantastic. Ladies and gentlemen, want to introduce you to my friend John Wieman, who is the Vice President of Workforce and Strategic Initiatives at St. Charles Community College. Mr. Wieman, how are you, sir?
Hello, Mike. What's going on this evening?
You know, it's been a while since you and I have chatted. It's good to touch base with you.
Yeah, I always enjoy talking to you.
You know, for some reason, I don't know why, but I always seem to catch up with people that I haven't talked to in a while whenever I fill in the radio. So it's good that everybody could just listen in on conversations with my friends. So I appreciate you taking some time on a last minute and saying, sure, we'll have a conversation.
I'm looking forward to it. So let's do this.
There's a lot going on at St. Charles Community College, isn't there?
Oh, yeah, we're pretty busy. As you know, we're getting close to the end of the semester. Our enrollment is pretty much right where we expected it to be. We're at about 5,500 students, full-time students. That doesn't count part-time and then the continuing education students. But, we're excited. We have a lot of new programs that we're adding on. I'm certainly busy on the workforce development side. We just had a town hall meeting today, actually. State Representative Lewis Riggs, who is the chairman of Workforce and Infrastructure, he's been touring the state this whole week, hosting town halls all over around the state, talking about what we can do to help improve our workforce in Missouri. And so he had it at our college, at St. Charles Community College. We hosted it this afternoon, and so I was there with him and a couple other representatives from St. Charles County and St. Louis County as well, and city. So it was good.
You know, workforce development is really one of those areas that everybody is talking about these days. And even though the jobs report was good that recently came out with 311,000 new jobs, the unemployment number actually went up, which means we're getting more people coming back into the workforce. Funny what a bad economy does, right? When you start running out of money, you start looking for a job all over again. So hopefully that's going to help us a little bit. But I'm curious, from the town hall that you had, what did you learn about where are people in the workforce development world? What are the big things that you heard from there?
Well, certainly the question about, you know, what can we do to get more employees, more workers, was the number one topic. And most of the businesses that were there today, that was pretty much the theme. It's like, we're just not seeing it yet. We're not seeing, a lot of people applying for jobs. And, you know, there's lots of theories behind that. We still think that a lot of them are still, you know, because they receive a lot of government assistance. And, I mean, I read a report just recently that said that, you know, depending on the state, you can pretty much, a family of four can live on government assistance between Medicaid and, you know, TANF and all the other SNAP and all the other programs. It's equivalent to about a $60,000 to $80,000 job.
Wow!
And in New York and California, it's closer to $100,000.
Wow!
So that's one of the theories as to why a lot of people are kind of sitting on the sidelines, because, quite honestly, they can live on, you know, on $60,000 to $80,000. You know, they're not going to live extravagantly, but you know, it's
they're
enough
gonna survive.
To get by.
Yeah. It may not be a great living, but it's a living, and it's something you don't have to work hard at, pardon the expression.
Yeah. Well, then you also have, they call it the digital economy, where you have people that want to work. When they want to work, they'll do the Uber, they'll do the, you know, the other types of jobs where they can just kind of work when they want to work. And that's the other thing, too, that was discussed, was just, you know, a lot of the companies are starting to try to get more creative about, you know, amount of hours that you're required to work in a shift, like in the hospital, is trying to move it from a 12-hour shift down to maybe an 8-hour shift. Or I heard today they're even considering a 4-hour shift.
Wow.
So it's still a problem in the workforce.
I know there's been a lot of ideas that have been floated around lately where people have started talking about different ways to entice workers to come. So some of those ideas that have been floated were a 4-day work week. And saying, hey, how would you feel about that? So they're talking about, you know, doing 4-10s, and then you have 3 days off. And I've noticed that a lot of manufacturing jobs are starting to offer these 4-day work weeks that way. And then they have, for lack of a better term, a weekend warrior program where you work Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and you do 12-hour shifts, but they pay you for 40. So you actually get 40 hours of work. Pay for only 3 days worth of work. So it gives you all that time off. So if you were an industrial type person, say you just graduated high school, you could go work Friday, Saturday, Sunday at a manufacturing plant, and that would leave you Monday through Thursday, where you could attend St. Charles Community College because you're 4-day weeks, right?
Yeah.
So it would,
yeah, absolutely, that's the kind of creativity that is happening in, you know, in the marketplace with supply and demand, and, you know, obviously the supply is still pretty low as far as supply of you know, able body, you know, people that are willing to work. I emphasize the word willing to work.
True.
And you know, there's plenty of resources, and you know, certainly the state of Missouri is investing heavily in workforce development through One Start, Mo Excels, and Fast Track programs. You know, those investments have been made. And that was the point I was making today with the legislators. I'm like, don't stop making those investments, because, you know, like our college, I mean, we're in the midst of building a 50,000 square foot, you know, regional workforce innovation center, but it won't be completed. The building won't be done until, you know, near the end of 2025.
Oh, so wow.
That investment's not going to start paying off. You know, and that's the same thing for St. Louis Community College. They're in the midst of building a new tech center and some other community colleges around the state. So those investments are being made now, but they're not going to start paying off in the form of, you know, new trained, you know, individuals until, you know, 2 to 3 years down the road.
Were there any ideas where people floated about short-term solutions? So in the meantime, what were some ideas that you may have heard that said, hey, that's actually a pretty good approach?
Well, what's happening now is that instead of trying to focus on 2-year, you know, associate's degrees or 4-year degrees, we're looking more at certificates and credentialing There's legislation that just passed out of the House that I really like. It's called the Upskills Grant Program, House Bill 417. And that basically is encouraging existing employees that they want to go ahead and get some additional credentials, that they can go back to school and get that paid for. Their employer can get some grant money to help pay for their employees to kind of increase their skills. Another interesting idea that was brought up is that, especially with the teacher problem that we're having,
yes,
is right now with the PSRS program, the Public School Retirement System program, once you retire, it's almost impossible for you to come back without affecting your existing retirement pension. And so there's talk about modifying that so that way we can get some of the older folks who've retired that like to come back and maybe at least work part-time or at least help out, that ability to do that.
You know, coming back as a teacher is a program that a lot of states are starting to do. My brother-in-law lives down in Springdale, Arkansas, and he retired from the healthcare community and had a master's in healthcare administration, but he's never been a teacher before. But now he started substitute teaching because down in Northwest Arkansas, like everywhere else, I guess, they have a shortage of teachers. And it's even harder to find substitute teachers. If you can't find the full-time people, the part-time people seem to be even harder to come by. So they're going to the professional community and they're saying, hey, anybody out there interested in coming in and being a substitute teacher? And he really likes it. He can work when he wants to work. He can make some extra money. Officially, he's retired, but it gives him something to do, and he really likes the interaction with the young people. It gives him a place to, refresh with them, because obviously their kids are grown and out of the house. So it kind of gives him an opportunity to plug in with a younger community, which he says gives him a lot of energy. So you're seeing schools really start to come up with these creative ideas. I don't know if this is true, and I'm not going to put you on the spot to confirm or deny, but I was thinking that Missouri had a program where if you are former military, they will let you teach in the schools. Do you know if that's true, or did I just make that up?
I don't know. I can't confirm whether that's true or not. I honestly don't know if that is or not, but I wish it was. I mean, certainly it sounds like a great program. I know that's the biggest challenge that we face, along with all the other higher education and even, secondary education, is finding qualified instructors.
Right.
And for us, we're going out, trying to find those people because, we may, want to have a welding program, which we do have a welding program, but we may want to hire some additional welding instructors, but trying to find someone who has those qualifications and experience to get them to leave their private sector job where they're making a bunch of money to come work for us, where we can't, we can't match what they can make in the private sector. But to have them leave that situation and come work for us as an instructor is difficult.
We're talking with John Wieman, who is the Vice President of Workforce and Strategic Initiatives at St. Charles Community College. Hey, before I let you get out of here, because of your previous life in the legislature, being that you were the Speaker Pro Tem of the Missouri House, I just kind of wanted to get your two cents so far, since the legislature is on spring break right now, hence why they were able to be at your event today, I guess. What's your sense so far? We're halfway through session. I guess they really only have 7 weeks of session left. How do you feel things are going? I'm sure you're still in touch with a lot of folks who were there in Jeff City. What's your sense of how it's been so far?
Well, I think the House is doing what they typically do. They filed this year, 1,478 bills.
So a slow year.
Excuse me?
Yes. A slow year.
They're right on par. They're right on par with what they normally do. But, the total number of bills filed in both the House and the Senate was 2,264, which is, that's a lot of average. Actually,
wow.
It's above average. And right now the House is third read 30 bills. So they've passed 30 bills and sent over to the Senate. And right now, it seems like it's Groundhog Day with the Senate sitting on a lot of legislation. And of course, they had a little unfortunate incident right before spring break. They actually adjourned early, or res- accessed early, you know, a day earlier than they should have. And, you know, I think they're stuck on a transgender bill that, you know, we're all keeping our fingers crossed that they can get that out and move on with other legislation. But I'd say the House has done a pretty good job. They passed a lot of the priority bills, you know, law enforcement and, you know, legislation to help the St. Louis City Police, you know, be under state control, under a commission. You know, some of those bills that we really need to get passed has been, you know, it's happened in the House, but the Senate's really the question. We'll see, you know, what happens in the second half, but things were going well until really the last week or so before session went into spring break, before things kind of melted down over in the Senate.
You know, this is probably a bad way to judge things, but I judge the Missouri legislature's session based on how many the sky is falling stories that I hear. And so far this year, I really haven't heard any right up until what you just mentioned. What happened that last few days with the Senate before they went on spring break is really the only thing that I've heard. And I would say you would be a better judge of this than I am, but I would say Speaker Blocker has done a very good job of handling the House so far this year.
Yeah, no question that he's done an outstanding job. I think floor leader John Patterson's done a great job first year in that position. And, you know, that just shows you that they've been able to move a lot of good legislation through the House. And the Senate, I'll give kudos to, you know, Senate President Pro Tem Caleb Rowden and the Majority Floor Leader Cindy O'Loughlin. They've done a good job, you know, and up to the point where they tried their best to navigate a very, you know, difficult piece of legislation that certainly is not easy to pass, with the transgender, you know, sports legislation. But it's a situation where, you know, we're going to see how good they are about getting through that and being able to navigate that legislation, because over in the Senate, you have to work through those bills in numerical order. You can't jump around unless you lay the bill over or put it on the informal calendar. So that's the predicament they're in. That's why they can filibuster unless they can break the filibuster. And, that, you know, that's very difficult to do. But I would say, you know, the leadership on both the House and the Senate's been pretty good. It's just now it's coming down to the wire, and individual members in the Senate, you know, they can choose to be very difficult if they want to, and they can shut down a lot of legislation.
Well, hopefully things are going to go smoothly. I appreciate you helping me out and making things go smoothly tonight on At Your Service. This is John Weeman. He is the Vice President of Workforce and Strategic Initiatives at St. Charles Community College. John, thanks for taking the time to help me out tonight on At Your Service.
Thank you, Mike. Have a good night.
We'll talk to you soon. It's always good to catch up with John. He's had so much to do with the legislature over the years that he has a great perspective. And he's just a great guy, so it's always good to catch up. A little bit later on tonight, we're going to talk with Matt Swanson, who is a St. Charles County councilman with me. He is currently at an event, election integrity event, that seems to be going long at the Family Arena. So I'll be very interested to hear what happens there. Going to check up with Mark Hollander just after the 9 o'clock hour as well. So we will be back after this, after we find out if Northwestern is going to hang on to beat Boise State. And I'm going to say that's a yes. We'll see how it goes. My name is Mike Elam. You are listening to At Your Service on News Talk 1120 KMOX. Oh, look at you. So I remember when this song was new and I actually played it at Power 92 FM. Little Rock's fresh new music mix. You got to love it. Shawn Michael is sitting in with me for a little while. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine. Happy to come in and bail you out.
I appreciate that because God knows I can use all the help I can get.
Yeah, we have the NCAA tournament on, and I see that Boise State, who was here, played SLU, beat SLU. Boise State just set the, I don't know if it's an all-time NCAA record, but they currently lead the NCAA. They are now no wins and nine losses in the NCAA tournament.
That is not the record that you want to have.
No, but you know, there are other schools that never made it. I'm trying to remember who was 0-8, but they were tied with somebody else. But yeah, they're 0-9 now.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's just tough.
It really is. But you know, they're in the dance, and that's what's fun about it.
You get to go. So I was watching the play-in game yesterday. It was yesterday, I guess. They had a play-in game. And it was like, wow, you get to play and to say you were in the tournament just so you can go get the snot kicked out of you by Alabama.
Yes, but
congratulations, you were here.
But they also have 11 seeds that play in the play-in game,
yes,
too, so which is pretty high up. I mean, both of those teams deserve to be in the tournament.
But I don't understand that. That doesn't make any sense
to
me.
You know, we're number 68. That's worth, you know, playing for. But yeah, the play-in for the 11 seed is kind of, it's unfair to those teams, I think.
I don't understand how those guys would be an 11 seed after winning that game, and then you have other teams who played well, and they're a 12 seed.
Yeah,
like what does that say about you?
Well, you know, they're just, it's a television show. Remember that.
This is true.
Although, if you've never been to the March Madness, the NCAA tournament, it is a lot of fun. I've been several times, most recently in Salt Lake City. Also, I've been to the women's tournament, which is also a lot of fun, too. I've been to that a couple of times. What's really neat about it is that, and this is the thing that always struck me, was that you have, like, famous coaches, famous teams. They bring their fans there.
Right.
And so you have the pep bands. You've got huge groups of fans from other parts of the country and everything like that. And they're out there and they're playing this game. And then it goes right to white knuckle time. And at the end, the guy makes the big shot and scores the bucket. And everybody goes absolutely crazy. And you say, this is what March Madness is all about. And these guys with brooms are saying, okay, guys, great, congratulations.
Get
the heck off the floor, because we've got another game. And you've got the other teams that are in their warm-ups. They're ready to take the floor as these guys are jumping all over each other. You've got the bands that are coming in, the fans that are coming in, and it's just like, okay, congratulations, great game. Get off the floor. We got another
one. We're very happy for you. Drinks are over here. Please exit.
Well, they don't have time
left
to say all that.
Let's just go.
It's just get off the floor. We got another game to go.
That's right.
And it's really funny the way that it happens. And if you win an overtime, heaven forbid that, you know, that as soon as the ball goes through the bucket, it's a guy from the other team using it as a warm-up ball. So, I mean, it's it's amazing. But when you get all those people together, and the really interesting thing about it, and when I would go to, like, the World Cup and of soccer and things like that, that it's the same thing, that even when you have fans who are playing against each other, you know, these teams are playing against each other.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody is from, like, the Northwest and they're playing somebody from the Southeast that they never see, they are so nice to each other and so supportive of each other. And that
the fan bases are, even
the players are too.
Yes.
One of the really fun things that you get to do is a day or two before they play, of course, they go out on the floor and they warm up. And they get practice sessions. Well, they open those up to the public. And so you can go to these practice sessions. I mean, normally, I'd have to sit in the rafters. I don't get great seats. But you can sit courtside. And
oh,
then
wow.
Afterwards, sometimes you can talk to the players or the coaches, at least. And yeah, you get an up close with them. And of course, there are fans that come by and cheerleaders and mascots and people like that. And you can talk to these people that you otherwise never get to see. And it's really a lot of fun.
It's interesting to see the fan bases interact with each other to where, like, I was watching the Auburn game,
mm-hmm.
and there were fans from another team who I guess did not want to play Auburn. So when Auburn was shooting free throws, they were yelling Roll Tide because it was in Birmingham,
yeah,
right? So it was pretty much a home game for Auburn. I mean, you're in Alabama.
Yeah,
and even
yeah.
though Alabama fans may hate you, you're still in Alabama. So I thought it was funny. They're getting heckled with Roll Tide. And I'm like, you know, Alabama's not playing in this division.
Well, when
right?
I saw Alabama in Salt Lake City, and they went to, I think, the Final Four that year, I believe it was. But, you know, when I saw them, they were great. They they become friends with, I think it was Kansas at the time.
Okay.
And so the Kansas people, they kind of make friends with people. And so if I'm like with Kansas and you're with, well, you're with Razorbacks.
Of course I am.
But, you know, we'll buddy up and go have dinner or something like that. And then we'll cheer for each other's teams.
Yes.
Until we play each other, of course. But yeah, so it's a lot of fun. The first round is good because you get all these various different kinds of teams. And there really are, I hate to say moral victories, but there are so many teams that are out there that they know that they're not up there with that. And it is just such fun for them just to be there, and they really appreciate it. And that makes it everything that sports is supposed to be.
It's just great for those kids to have the opportunity
to
be able to be on that stage. Because for a lot of schools, they don't get that kind of attention. We were talking about earlier that SEC has 8 teams that are in the tournament, and the 4 that have played so far have all won. And huge fan base that play to big arenas for the most part. I mean, Arkansas sells out Bud Walton Arena for the entire season. So you have 19,000 plus that you're playing in front of on a regular basis. A lot of these schools, who are the smaller schools, they may have a gym that has 4,000 people, and they don't sell it out. So when they show up and they play at the tournament, it's like, I'm on national television,
and
my whole family can see me.
And expect the SEC to become more like that every year, on and on in basketball. And I'll tell you, it's 3 letters, NIL.
Oh, yeah. Because got the money.
Because the SEC has the NIL that nobody else is going to be able to touch.
And those kind of things are changing college basketball, which...
Well, to me, and one of the reasons...
It's changing college sports all the way.
I'm losing interest, especially in college football, for example, is because it is becoming so professional that it is now minor league football.
It's really become the G League for the NFL.
Yes, yeah.
Is kind of what college football has become.
Now, G League's a lot of fun, but I love G League.
Not to
basketball.
Mix our sports, but
I
there you go.
I love G League basketball, but yeah, it's kind of become a minor league.
I'm really hoping that the XFL becomes that for the NFL. I'm hoping the XFL becomes that proving ground where these guys can make it back. At least in St. Louis, it seems to be, because the fan base is there. The Battlehawks won again.
But there's no such thing as a one-team league.
Well, this is true.
And that's the problem.
As long as that one team that is setting the bar is from St. Louis, I'm a happy camper about the whole thing.
Yeah, but when everybody else goes out of business and you have nobody to play, then that's the trouble.
This is true. So anyway, don't rain on my parade.
Okay.
It's St. Patrick's Day Eve for me. That is Shawn Michael. I assume when your name is Shawn Michael, St. Patrick's Day is a big deal for you.
Not really, but I am Irish. I mean, nothing but Irish.
You're supposed to play along. We'll talk about your favorite Irish memory on the other side of this. It's At Your Service. My name is Mike Elam, and you're listening to KMOX. We're getting in the spirit, trying to get ready for St. Patty's Day. So, Shawn Michael, tell me about your favorite St. Patty's Day story.
Well, it's not when the guy tried to do an Irish accent with the funky Irish music. Actually,
that was supposed to be your favorite moment right there.
Okay, right.
Some people just don't
Top
read
the
script.
I'm
telling you.
I'm Irish the rest of the year. Let everybody else be Irish on St. Patrick's Day. So my favorite memory, and I think I've told this one before, so Matt probably has heard this. It was on St. Patrick's Day, I think about 2011, 2010, something like that. It was a few years ago. And in Silicon Valley, they have the Silicon Valley Innovation Center, and they had a Silicon Valley Irish Innovation Center where Irish companies could connect with Silicon Valley companies because they have Irish technology. It's a big thing in Ireland is the tech industry. And so they had a place where the companies could all come together. And when they opened this thing, I went there as a newsman to cover the opening of the Irish Tech Center in Silicon Valley. And it was on St. Patrick's Day. You know, that
of course
sense.
It is.
So
why wouldn't it be?
Yeah, they had this special guest, and his name was Brian Cowan. And he talked to everybody. And then he talked to the media. He was from Ireland. And then I sat down and talked with him, interviewed him a little bit. And then when we were done interviewing for a few minutes, and I set my microphone down, and we just sat there and we just had a great time for I don't know how long, but we sat there and just chit-chatted and just had a great time really enjoying each other's company.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, look at you. So I remember when this song was new and I actually played it at Power 92 FM. Little Rock's fresh new music mix. You gotta love it. Shawn Michael is sitting in with me for a little while. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine. Happy to come in and bail you out.
I appreciate that, yeah. Because God knows I can use all the help I can get.
Yeah, we have the NCAA tournament on, and I see that Boise State, who was here, played SLU, beat SLU. Boise State just set the, I don't know if it's an all-time NCAA record, but they currently lead the NCAA. They are now no wins and 9 losses in the NCAA tournament.
That is not the record that you want to have.
No, but you know, there are other schools that never made it. I'm trying to remember who was 0-8, but they were tied with somebody else. But yeah, they're 0-9 now.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's just tough.
It really is. But you know, they're in the dance, and that's what's fun about it.
You get to go. So I was watching the play-in game yesterday. Yesterday? Or yeah, it was yesterday, I guess. They had a play-in game. And it was like, wow, you get to play and to say you were in the tournament just so you can go get the snot kicked out of you by Alabama.
Yes, but
congratulations, you were here.
But they also have 11 seeds that play in the play-in game,
yes,
too, so which is pretty high up. I mean, both of those teams deserve to be in the tournament.
So. But I don't understand that. That doesn't make any sense
to
me.
You know, we're number 68. That's worth, you know, playing for. But yeah, the play-in for the 11th seed is kind of, it's unfair to those teams, I think. But
I don't understand how those guys would be an 11th seed after winning that game, and then you have other teams who played well, and they're a 12 seed.
Yeah,
like what does that say about you?
Well, it, you know, they're just, it's a television show. Remember that.
This is true.
Though, although, if you've never been to the March Madness, the NCAA tournament, it is a lot of fun. I've been several times, most recently in Salt Lake City. Also, I've been to the women's tournament, which is also a lot of fun, too. I've been to that a couple of times. What's really neat about it is that, and this is the thing that always struck me, was that you have, like, famous coaches, famous teams. They bring their fans there.
Right.
And so you have the pep bands. You've got huge groups of fans from other parts of the country and everything like that. And they're out there and they're playing this game. And then it goes right to white knuckle time. And at the end, the guy makes the big shot and scores the bucket. And everybody goes absolutely crazy. And you say, this is what March Madness is all about. And these guys with brooms are saying, okay, guys, great, congratulations. Get the heck off the floor because we've got another game. And you've got the other teams that are in their warm-ups. They're ready to take the floor as these guys are jumping all over each other. You've got the bands that are coming in, the fans that are coming in, and it's just like, okay, congratulations, great game. Get off the floor. We got another
one. We're very happy for you. Drinks are over here. Please exit.
Well, they don't have time to say all that.
Let's just go.
It's just get off the floor. We got another game to go.
That's right.
And it's really funny the way that happens. And if you win an over, time, heaven forbid that as soon as the ball goes through the bucket, it's a guy from the other team using it as a warm-up ball. So I mean, it's it's amazing. But when you get all those people together, and the really interesting thing about it, and when I would go to like the World Cup and of soccer and things like that, that it's the same thing. That even when you have fans from who are playing against each other. You know, these teams are playing against each other. Mm-hmm. If somebody is from like the Northwest and they're playing somebody from the Southeast that they never see, they are so nice to each other and so supportive of each other. And that
the fan bases
are, even the players are too.
Yes.
One of the really fun things that you get to do is a day or two before they play, of course, they go out on the floor and they warm up. And they get practice sessions. Well, they open those up to the public. And so you can go to these practice sessions. I mean, normally, I'd have to sit in the rafters. I don't get great seats. But you can sit courtside. And afterwards, sometimes you can talk to the players or the coaches, at least. And, yeah, you get an up-close with them. And of course, there are fans that come by and cheerleaders and mascots and people like that. And you can talk to these people that you otherwise never get to see. And it's really a lot of fun.
It's interesting to see the fan bases interact with each other to where, like, I was watching the Auburn game, mm-hmm. and there were fans from another team who I guess did not want to play Auburn. So when Auburn was shooting free throws, they were yelling Roll Tide because it was in Birmingham,
yeah,
right? So it was pretty much a home game for Auburn. I mean, you're in Alabama.
Yeah,
and even
yeah.
though Alabama fans may hate you, you're still in Alabama. So I thought it was funny. They're getting heckled with Roll Tide. And I'm like, you know, Alabama's not playing in this division.
Well, when
right?
I saw Alabama in Salt Lake City, and they went to, I think, the Final Four that year, I believe it was. But, you know, when I saw them, they were great. They become friends with, I think it was Kansas at the time.
Okay.
And so the Kansas people, they kind of make friends with people. And so if I'm like with Kansas and you're with, well, you're with Razorbacks.
Of course I am.
But, you know, we'll buddy up and go have dinner or something like that. And then we'll cheer for each other's teams.
Yes.
Until we play each other, of course. But, yeah, so it's a lot of fun. The first round is good because you get all these various different kinds of teams. And there really are, I hate to say moral victories, but there are so many teams that are out there that they know
right.
that they're not up there with that. And it is just such fun for them just to be there, and they really appreciate it. And that makes it everything that sports is supposed to be.
It's just great for those kids to have the opportunity
yeah.
to be able to be on that stage. Because for a lot of schools, they don't get that kind of attention. We were talking about earlier that SEC has 8 teams that are in the tournament, and the 4 that have played so far have all won. And huge fan base that played to big arenas for the most part. I mean, Arkansas sells out Bud Walton Arena for the entire season. So you have 19,000 plus that you're playing in front of on a regular basis. A lot of these schools, who are the smaller schools, they may have a gym that has 4,000 people, and
right.
they don't sell it out. Right. So when they show up and they play at the tournament, it's like, Yeah. I'm on national television,
and
my whole family can see me.
And expect the SEC to become more like that every year, on and on in basketball. And I'll tell you, it's three letters, NIL.
Oh, yeah. They've got the money.
Because the SEC has the NIL that nobody else is going to be able to touch.
And those kind of things are changing college basketball, which...
Well, to me, and one of the reasons...
It's changing college sports all the way, but...
I'm losing interest, especially in college football, for example, is because it is becoming so professional that it is now minor league football.
It's really become the G League for the NFL.
Yes, yeah.
Is kind of what college football has become.
Now, G League's a lot of fun, but I love G League.
Not to
basketball.
Mix our sports, but
I
there you go.
I love G League basketball, but yeah, it's kind of become a minor league.
I'm really hoping that the XFL becomes that for the NFL. I'm hoping the XFL becomes that proving ground where these guys can make it back. At least in St. Louis, it seems to be, because the fan base is there. The Battlehawks won again.
But there's no such thing as a one-team league.
Well, this is true. And
that's the problem.
As long as that one team that is setting the bar is from St. Louis, I'm a happy camper about the whole thing.
Yeah, but when everybody else goes out of business and you have nobody to play, then that's the trouble.
This is true. So anyway. Don't rain on my parade.
Okay.
It's St. Patrick's Day Eve for me. That is Shawn Michael. I assume when your name is Shawn Michael, St. Patrick's Day is a big deal for you.
Not really, but I am Irish. I mean, nothing but Irish.
You're supposed to play along. We'll talk about your favorite Irish memory on the other side of this. It's At Your Service. My name is Mike Elam, and you're listening to KMOX. We're getting in the spirits, trying to get ready for St. Patty's Day. So, Shawn Michael, tell me about your favorite St. Patty's Day story.
Well, it's not when the guy tried to do an Irish accent with the funky Irish music. Actually,
that was supposed to be your favorite moment right there.
Okay, right.
Some people just don't
Top
read the
morning.
Script. I'm telling you.
I'm Irish the rest of the year. Let everybody else be Irish on St. Patrick's Day. So my favorite memory, and I think I've told this one before, so Matt probably has heard this. It was on St. Patrick's Day, I think about 2011, 2010, something like that. It was a few years ago. And in Silicon Valley, they have the Silicon Valley Innovation Center, and they had a Silicon Valley Irish Innovation Center where Irish companies could connect with Silicon Valley companies because they have Irish technology. It's a big thing in Ireland is the tech industry. And so they had a place where the companies could all come together. And when they opened this thing, I went there as a newsman to cover the opening of the Irish Tech Center in Silicon Valley. And it was on St. Patrick's Day. You know, that made
sense. Of course
it
is.
So
why wouldn't it be?
Yeah, they had this special guest, and his name was Brian Cowan. And he talked to everybody. And then he talked to the media. He was from Ireland. And then I sat down and talked with him, interviewed him a little bit. And then when we were done interviewing for a few minutes, and I set my microphone down, and we just sat there and we just had a great time for I don't know how long, but we sat there and just chit-chatted and just had a great time really enjoying each other's company, this man from Ireland. And as walking home, I was thinking to myself, it's St. Patrick's Day, and if my old dear father and mother were still alive and see me now, that I spent St. Patrick's Day hanging out with the Prime Minister of Ireland.
That would be amazing.
And that was like one of those, oh my God, I just did that. It's like, St. Patrick's Day, and I was hanging out and enjoying the company. We were enjoying each other's company with Brian Cowan, the Prime Minister of Ireland.
So that legit is a great Irish story.
I could never imagine to top that. Yeah.
I was waiting for you to give me some, you know, funny potato story or something.
I
like that one better.
Okay.
I don't know that you should take us down off a high like that.
Yeah, I agree with that.
That was pretty good.
Well, thank you.
So that's Shawn Michael. You're going to hear him in just a few minutes on the other side, giving us the news headlines of the day, which there are quite a few. And I'm sure you'll be talking about the Dogtown parade that's coming up and all of that. On the other side of this break, we're going to talk with Mark Hollander from Vision St. Charles Leadership. Mark also has a breakfast place. La Belle Vie has a restaurant, not just a breakfast place. It's a restaurant down in Frenchtown in St. Charles. And it was voted by St. Louis Magazine readers as the best breakfast place in St. Charles, or in St. Louis, not just St. Charles, in St. Louis. So there's a big St. Patrick's Day parade that is going on in St. Charles tomorrow, and it's going to happen right outside of the restaurant. We'll talk to them a little bit more about that and about him running for office in St. Charles. My name is Mike Elam. You are listening to At Your Service. Thanks for hanging out tonight on News Talk 1120 KMOX. Getting in the spirits, trying to get ready for St. Patty's Day. So, Sean Michael, tell me about your favorite St. Patty's Day story.
Well, it's not when the guy tried to do an Irish accent with the funky Irish music. Actually,
that was supposed to be your favorite moment right there.
Okay, right.
Some people just don't read the script. I'm telling you.
I'm Irish the rest of the year. Let everybody else be Irish on St. Patrick's Day. So my favorite memory, and I think I've told this one before, so Matt probably has heard this. It was on St. Patrick's Day, I think about 2011, 2010, something like that. It was a few years ago. And in Silicon Valley, they have the Silicon Valley Innovation Center, and they had a Silicon Valley Irish Innovation Center where Irish companies could connect with Silicon Valley companies because they have Irish technology. It's a big thing in Ireland, is the tech industry. And so they had a place where the companies could all come together. And when they opened this thing, I went there as a newsman to cover the opening of the Irish Tech Center in Silicon Valley. And it was on St. Patrick's Day. You know, that
of course
sense.
It is.
So
why wouldn't it be?
Yeah, they had this special guest, and his name was Brian Cowan. And he talked to everybody. And then I, he talked to the media. He was from Ireland. And then I sat down and talked with him, interviewed him a little bit. And then when we were done interviewing for a few minutes, and I set my microphone down, and we just sat there and we just had a great time for I don't know how long, but we sat there and just chit-chatted and just had a great time really enjoying each other's company, this man from Ireland. And as walking home, I was thinking to myself, it's St. Patrick's Day, and if my old dear father and mother were still alive and see me now, that I spent St. Patrick's Day hanging out with the Prime Minister of Ireland.
That would be amazing.
And that was like one of those, oh my God, I just did that. It's like, St. Patrick's Day, and I was hanging out and enjoying the company. We were enjoying each other's company with Brian Cowan, the Prime Minister of Ireland.
So that legit is a great Irish story.
I could never imagine to top that. Yeah.
I was waiting for you to give me some, funny potato story something.
I
like that one better.
Okay.
I don't know that you should take us down off a high like
that. Yeah, I agree with that.
That was pretty good.
Well, thank you.
So that's Sean Michael. You're going to hear him in just a few minutes on the other side, giving us the news headlines of the day, which there are quite a few. And I'm sure you'll be talking about the Dogtown parade that's coming up and all of that. On the other side of this break, we're going to talk with Mark Hollander from Vision St. Charles Leadership. Mark also has a breakfast place. La Belle Vie has a restaurant, not just a breakfast place, it's a restaurant down in Frenchtown in St. Charles, and it was voted by St. Louis Magazine readers as the best breakfast place in St. Charles, or in St. Louis, not just St. Charles, in St. Louis. So there's a big St. Patrick's Day parade that is going on in St. Charles tomorrow, and it's going to happen right outside of the restaurant. We'll talk to them a little bit more about that and about him running for office in St. Charles. My name is Mike Elam. You are listening to At Your Service. Thanks for hanging out tonight on News Talk 1120 KMOX.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free.
Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.